Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. We are again privileged to be able to come together in the name of the Lord.
We get a blessing again for coming before God in presence.
Amen. To give Him praise.
We hear all the praise.
And to honor His word.
We can honor God in word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we want to submit ourselves again this day into Your hand.
Papa God, we want to put ourselves under again to Your word.
We are asking again, Lord, that You would open up the mysteries of the kingdom, the hidden things of Your word, that we might see and we might understand.
We ask that You open the thing that we hide inside Your word, we ask for understand, so that we understand.
And that we might walk in the fullness of Jesus Christ.
And that we walk inside within Jesus' plan for we in complete work.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, brethren, today I would like to talk about a baptism.
Brother and sister, today I want to talk about baptism.
But not the kind of baptism of water.
But not to that kind where we shall be going away and baptize inside water.
And not necessarily the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
And not to send that baptized when the Holy Spirit they can inside you.
If I may, I'll just make an outline again of a tabernacle here.
If I able, I'll just can draw again that tabernacle now.
And the outer court and the tabernacle itself. And of course, you are familiar with the brazen altar. And the brazen laver. Oh, can you see it here? Let's leave it here. It'll be in my way if you bring it forward.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay here. Amen. So let us go to the Word, first of all.
No, but I got in word first.
To 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
And we come upon what may look like kind of a strange passage here.
1 Corinthians chapter 10. It's strange.
We'll take those first few verses, first four verses.
We will look in first four verses.
It says, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
Me Christian brother then, I want make una no forget, make una remember good food waiting me be. So we people then, when in the father Moses long time.
And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Cloud been there over them for make nothing bad not be to them. And nothing bad not be to them when they be there, when they pass the water where they call Red Sea.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
The cloud waving there over them, and the water waving there, they go inside, make them sound like they were with them baptized, and that make them be people with the Father Moses.
Now, the language here is clearly a spiritual language.
This language we talk about now, language we most of my eye know they see.
It is taking the experience that the children of Israel had in their coming out of Egypt.
It takes that thing where Israel people have passed, where they come out of Egypt.
Their wilderness experience.
Where they passed through the desert.
And Paul, writing by inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
And Paul being a light because the Holy Spirit
is saying that they experienced a baptism. And he is describing some of the elements of that made up this spiritual baptism.
And he may name some of the symptoms will make the church say them in the baptized.
Now we understand the meaning of baptism.
We sabi what baptism means also.
Is that you are completely immersed in the substance that you are being baptized.
What it means is that they put you under the thing where they use for baptize you.
So he's talking about the experience in which God was in control of the whole thing. He is not suggesting that they were baptized into the slavery of Egypt. But first of all, he talks about that they all went through the sea. Now we know that they did not get wet in the sea. As far as I know, nobody got wet.
As far as I see right now, nobody was soaked, but they passed through the sea.
Nevertheless, they went through the sea, and they were under the surface of the water. They were under there, but they were not affected by the actual water.
But all these things, they passed through the sea. They mean they're under the water. They go so the sea is ending up all around them. So, but they're not so.
Then it goes on to talk about the cloud.
Then we come before for talk about the cloud.
So there was also an element of baptism in that they were under this cloud.
Again, then they show the baptism in text because they get under the cloud.
So the cloud, as we know, was the presence of God.
The cloud by which we study not being God in presence.
And so they were baptized in the presence of God.
So God in presence can baptize them.
And the passage goes on to describe that they drank of a common drink and they ate of a common food.
This passage go on for talk say, then drink one common drink and eat one common chop.
In other words, they all had the same word that was given to them.
What does that mean? They all yelling the same word where God gave them.
The same passage from the word was being given to Moses was given to them.
The same word of God, when they give to Moses, they give to themselves.
And it says that they drank of that same rock which followed them.
And he said, they drink that same rock from that rock there, when that rock there they fall again.
Now you know that this rock yielded natural water. And yet it was not a natural rock.
But and you submit that rock there, if you pull natural water from up and down. But really that rock is not a real and natural rock.
In the natural understanding, I don't believe that there was a rock that was rolling along every time they moved their camp. So we are talking about a baptism that goes beyond the brazen laver.
When they talk about baptism, where past this blessing, when a blessing is made.
So as we talk about the outer court type of baptisms.
As when they talk about the outer court in your kind of baptism, where she takes place.
We have the baptism of water.
We get baptism when a water and they use.
And also the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
We get baptism when a Holy Spirit takes up for we.
just alone, this baptism of the Holy Spirit is not sufficient to bring you into the holy place.
For just say, the Holy Spirit don't baptize me.
You remember it says in John, you cannot see the kingdom until you're born again.
Remember that John way say you don't go able to see God in kingdom. First something you be born again.
And you cannot enter the kingdom until you're born of the water and of the Spirit.
And you don't go able to water enter inside the kingdom. Say you're born by God in spirit.
So you are qualified. With this baptism, you are qualified for another baptism in here.
When you get the baptism in Shuya, then you don't ready for baptism, one other baptism when I am.
Now Paul talks in Corinthians of the experience that they had in coming out of Egypt and in the wilderness as being the baptism unto Moses.
Paul talks about one baptism where they mean get, where then they come out.
Now we know that Moses did not take them and put them in the water.
And not that we know that Moses came together all the people of Israel and took them in the water.
But it was the experience that they all shared in common that was of Moses.
But now one experience where all man said, when Moses said,
in fact, I believe it was Brother Chijoki the other day that was talking about Moses as a picture of the old house.
I was talking about that Chijoki in the song the other day, but Moses, that the picture where the old house they show. It show you all of the picture.
I was looking at my notes the other day. And I discovered that it was in October of 2010 that we brought the word to Sierra Leone about the two houses.
I remember say, now October 10, 2010, now we can also come bring that word there where they talk about two of them.
Is there anybody here that remembers Rita sharing that, that vision
here
that she had? Sierra Leone was the first place that we shared that message. So I don't need to go over the picture of the old house and the new house again. So let us suffice it to say that at least this much of the outer court still speaks of an old house.
So maybe we just keep and say,
now I remember very clearly Brother DeCio teaching us. And I remember the other day we read from Hebrews, I believe the 6th chapter. Where the word is telling us to let us go on and not lay again the foundational principles.
When the Bible is telling us, so we move from before, so we not begin talking again the foundation of teaching them.
And the principles of baptisms.
And the teaching was our baptized.
And I remember talking to Brother DeCio when I was considerably younger in this word.
I remember I'm in a church to Brother DeCio. They say when I'm young and this word here.
And I said, but Brother, Hebrews 6, just two baptisms, right?
I said, hey, but Brother, Hebrews 6, in a two baptism, no one gets on board.
No, Brother Mark. There's three.
I said, no, Brother Mark, not three baptism, no one gets on board.
Oh, well, what would be the third one?
Well, which one is not three baptism?
The baptism into Christ.
It's all baptism that is for baptized inside Christ.
So, we We are talking about the life in the holy place here as the life in Christ.
So, yes, so we are inside this holy place, the life where they live now, yeah? Now they can life where they live inside Christ.
It's a different life in here as a Christian than it is out here.
Now this is the life you can live as a Christian at this point here, yeah? Past the life where you can live now, going now, yeah?
Both born again. But the man that comes beyond this point into here is now submitting himself to be baptized into Christ.
But that person went past this picture. He entered his fire soul. And then he himself under, say, let Christ cover me.
You see, there's the table of showbread in here.
Yes, sir. You get the dining table there.
And
we get it bread.
And all did eat of that same spiritual food.
And they all eat from that spiritual chocolate.
You see, there's only one message. There's only one doctrine. There's only one Christ. There's only one Holy Spirit when we are in this place.
So you see, not only one teaching there, not only one Christ, and not only one thing chocolate, when we all there inside this place here.
There is only one lampstand.
Not only one lampstand, any.
Even though there are seven lamps.
Even though there are seven lamps, one lampstand, again.
It is the fullness of the Spirit of God.
That means it shows how God is spirit, spirit complete.
And let us remember that the fire that lights these lamps comes from God. The fire had to be started here in the brazen altar.
The fire that begins from this point number one, when at the altar, when at blast the sacrifice.
So there is fire, plenty of fire in the holy place.
So when you reach the place where only Boku fire did it.
There's fire on the lamps.
Boku fire then at the lamp.
And there's fire that makes the incense here at the golden altar as well.
And from the other altar we'll get there when our incense altar fire set ready.
So let's look into this baptism in Christ and see if we can learn a little more about it.
So now we look inside this baptism, where possible baptized inside Christ and see if we can learn something about that.
Now, Brother John had, or John the Baptist, that is.
John the Baptist.
He had some kind of revelation by the Spirit.
If the eye be open, the Holy Spirit be open, eye.
As to some of the aspects of this baptism in Christ.
For this 15, or this baptism of forgetting inside Christ.
If you look at the third chapter of Matthew.
If we look now Matthew chapter 3.
John is in the 11th verse. He is talking about baptism.
Matthew chapter 3, now verse 11. It is talking about baptism.
In fact, he is talking about baptisms.
In fact, there, now.
John realized that his ministry was not going much beyond the baptism of water.
John Ketchup said, in your ministry waving the power, what is going to be the user for you? Now for use water and baptize people.
He said, I'm just the forerunner. I'm the one to introduce the one that is coming after me.
He said, now me no more there before. Now me they put before so that I go there for introduce the one where they come behind me.
I baptize you with water unto repentance.
Me John the baptism and water, now they use for baptize you no more so that you will change and you will follow God.
Brethren, with such clarity of words in the Bible, how can the church possibly come to where they made a doctrine that they could baptize little babies who are unable to repent?
What I teach to them, which the way where the Bible makes it clear for them, all the I see and we only end on that stand. How will the church manage with something that begins to young baby, then go take water, then sprinkle and then call a baptism?
see, the kingdom of God begins with repentance. It begins with accepting the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
So far, you see, the kingdom of God for God is the first step we ever do. Not that you for accept Jesus in your life. And you forgive yourself to Jesus.
The repenting thief on the cross never got beyond this place.
That thief man went in there at the cross where they cried to God, said, God, do you have sorry for me? It's not been past this Moria or not past this Komoya.
He saw the blood and something quickened in his soul.
Now Jesus in blood, no more, now it's thief. Something here, life is fire.
He asked for forgiveness.
He asked God, said, yeah, Papa, God, sorry for me, forgive me.
And Jesus told him, today you will be with me in paradise.
Now Jesus said that if my way began at the cross, said, today,
amen.
You will be with me in paradise.
So let's go on. I indeed baptize you, whether unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. His shoes I am not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 11.
Chapter 3, verse 11.
Matthew 3, 11. And they baptize you now with water. For sure say, una don't left for you bad. But the one where they come after I don't do me work, he will baptize una with God in spirit and with fire.
Amen. Now,
I get power past me, he gets power past me, and I'm not still safe for loose his shoes.
To some extent, you can combine Holy Spirit and fire together.
So some large extent you can say Holy Spirit not the same as fire.
You can say, well, there were tongues of fire on the day of Pentecost that lit upon them.
You can some say that then as the day of Pentecost when the disciples them together. When the Holy Spirit come for them, all now begin to fire on their head.
But that initial experience is not enough to explain the fullness of fire.
But that experience, the way they get what first they experience with the Holy Spirit, so it not do so for explain the power where that fire they get.
Now maybe I should say a little bit about when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Sometimes I could talk a little bit, but how the same way they baptized me, it's when God baptized me inside the Holy Spirit.
I was in my very early 30s.
I've been there around 30 years. I trust that, yeah.
And there was a pastor friend of mine that I knew. We grew up together. We played together when we were children.
One is Pastor Paddy, where we all can play along together, we talk together.
One day he gave me a book.
One day he gave me a book.
A book about a man who had discovered the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
And the book talked about one man who had been done. He don't know what he means for getting the Holy Spirit and baptism inside the Holy Spirit.
I didn't read the book.
Me not be read the book. Oh.
But I knew that I wanted to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
But Sabi said, I want to let God, the Holy Spirit, baptize me.
So I went to, I guess the best word is to call it a youth camp.
So I've been going to say when all the young people together, when I come.
I volunteered to be the director for a week, and I was also going to be the nurse for the week.
Agree for be the one when I did man for that week day, and the nurse when they take care of people there for that week day.
So before the camp started, I got there a day early.
Before the camp not start yet, maybe not go there before.
And my friend got there early too.
And that's this paper, he said me don't come.
I said, brother, if you will lay hands on me, I will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
I said, brother, if you put your lamp on me for pray for me, I know I will receive God in baptism of the Holy Spirit.
He said to me, did you read the book?
Now he said, you don't read that book?
I said, no.
Nothing, no.
I said, come on, brother. Your father was the minister in the church.
I said, oh, brother. father, you papa, not be big man at church.
He read from the Word of God. I know what it says in the book of Acts.
He don't read not the Bible and me as I be the Acts talk.
Just lay hands on me and I will get it.
Just put your hand on me. I don't say I will get them.
He laid hands on me.
He put your hand on me for free.
And I exploded.
He felt like it's a bomb. Can't find me. I explode.
I started explosive speaking in tongues. I couldn't stop.
I began talking tongues one by one, and I couldn't stop myself.
It was a very high experience for me. In fact, I remember walking down by the lake after we left the cabin. And I remember thinking, I wonder if I could stop speaking in tongues if I wanted to stop.
I remember saying, I'm going to stop for talking in tongues. Unless if I want to stop, I'm going to.
And I stopped.
And I just stopped.
And I thought,
I think to myself,
can I start again?
I start back for talking in tongues.
And I started again.
Yeah, begin back.
Because the power of God was flowing.
Because God in power being the flow for me.
And I remember when I drove my car home, it was 100 miles. It was a long drive.
I remember saying, I drive my motor car going to work, and I've been long tired in here for go.
I remember meeting other cars on the road.
I remember saying, as I meet other motor car in a road.
And I would say, I wonder if they know the Lord.
That's what you're watching. So, hey, yeah, I wonder if they were supposed to be God.
And the next car.
As I see other motor car.
And the next car.
Other motor car, they come.
Now, brethren, I don't do that today on the road.
What I see, sir, not what they do right now, not what they drive home.
I don't pray for every car that I meet.
I don't pray for any motor car that they come. I pray for the first minute.
But it was something that happened to me.
But something big to me that day, that same day.
But there was no fire.
Well, fire, don't be deep for me.
You know what I mean by fire? It was happiness. It was joy. Yes, it was gladdy. About a year later.
1 year back.
And I wasn't really walking in the Spirit.
And I'm not really the walker by all the Holy Spirit while I walk up.
Because I stayed out here in the outer court church.
Waiting to because I see nothing I've done a year, now that church went there, now the compound no more.
I stayed with people that did not believe in the gift of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues.
I've been with people that were not believe and say God in blessed.
And my heart began to get cold.
Then my heart began cold.
You see, it isn't just the baptism of the Holy Spirit alone that will take you into here.
Not just when you get God in baptism by you, no more will give you faith for coming inside the holy place now.
About a year later.
1 year past.
I came back to the Lord and I repented of my cold heart.
I come back to God. I beg God that he's sorry for me. For where me ask, don't run away from I want to be seen what I did.
And I made a covenant with the Lord.
And me and God, I made agreement with Papa God.
I said, Lord, I will never again turn away from you.
I said, Lord, I'm not going to turn me back again for you.
I will pay the price of whatever it is.
In that which it cost me, I will pay that price there for waiting for that.
Now, do you know what happened?
Una no waiting be.
The mouth of hell opened up against me.
Nine hell in what open big one for me.
Fire.
Fire.
Torment.
Wahala.
Tribulation.
Yabba, torment, tribulation, how can I sing?
Amen. Can you say amen?
Say amen.
Yes. I was in the fire.
I've been 10 now inside fire.
I remember clearly about 6 years after that.
I remember clear one, 6 years where that told me.
I know I was in the fire. Now we're going to talk about the fire here today.
I've been not a day inside the fire. Today we're going to talk about fire now.
And I remember I said to the Lord one day, it was Sunday night, I was all alone in the house. And I said, Lord, this fire is too much.
I said, God, this fire is too much.
It's too much on my soul.
It's too much for my soul.
Are you going to destroy me, Lord?
God, you want me to die?
And I said, give me a break.
I said, make her get more alafia.
And I saw a vision.
Then I see vision.
I saw a hand.
I see one hand.
And the hand got a hold of the valve on a burner that was a gas burner.
And the hand, it be all the valve where they put one gas.
And
gas,
I
and cooking and gas machine.
And I saw the hand turn the valve 90 degrees.
I see the hand turn the valve for a total of 90 degrees.
And I could feel the fire was gone in my soul.
I feel the fire, the God in my soul.
And I said, oh, it's so good.
I begin to say, it better.
No more fire.
The fire not again.
I went to work.
I go work.
I was the administrator of a nursing home.
Me and I've been reporting where they for the administration of one nursing home.
I was in my office. I enjoyed the day.
I've been in my office. I've been enjoying the day.
Problems, troubles, no problem. I enjoyed my day.
No problem. And I enjoyed the day.
Next day, Tuesday, I enjoyed the day.
The next day when I'm in Tuesday, I enjoy the day back.
Wednesday, I'm still enjoying my day.
Number 3 day, Wednesday, I enjoy my day back.
Thursday, I'm enjoying, but not quite so much.
Thursday, I'm enjoying, but not so much.
Friday, I'm really getting worried.
Friday, I begin worried.
Lord, did you forget me?
You don't forget me. You forget Saturday.
Saturday night, I went back to the Lord.
Saturday night, now go back to Papa God.
I said, Lord.
I said, Papa God.
Ephraim is a cake half turned. It's in the Bible. Ephraim is a cake half turned.
Ephraim, when they say the Bible, Ephraim is a cake where na apenas cake.
I said, Lord, I'm only done on one side.
I said, God, I'm not done. You know, do the work for the inside me. It's not up, but you don't work for no more.
You can't leave me half finished, Lord.
No, let me apenas so dear, Papa God.
You have to turn me over and fry the other side.
You get for turn me over and then you fry the other part for me.
But this time I won't complain anymore.
But you say, I don't grow again.
Go ahead, Lord.
God, just do what you want.
Turn the fire back on.
Put the fire on back, like I'm on.
I saw that hand.
I see that hand there.
And I saw him turn the burner.
I see him turn the switch back.
Instantly,
one time.
I felt the fire come across me.
I feel fire back inside me.
Now, I don't know where my soul is, but I know I felt it.
I know what time my soul there, but I know say I feel fire.
And I'll tell you something else.
I didn't tell you something back.
I could hear the sizzling of flesh on the hot grill of fire.
And the yellow way, the flesh, they make noise like when they fry something. But that hot fire we got turned on.
I could hear it.
I could hear it.
I made a smile.
A smile.
Thank you, Lord.
Papa God, thank you.
Now we have an agreement that you're going to finish the job and I'm going to finish it with you.
Now me and you get agreement, say you go do what you for do for me and I will compete with you for like me.
Amen. Let's look at this fire.
Now we can look at this fire.
Jesus goes on.
Jesus been gone for talk say.
John goes on. He says his fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly purge his floor, verse 12, and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 12.
Amen. So he's talking also about a thrashing process.
In a chocolate sauce, he go throwing something.
Do you use the term here in Sierra Leone of thrashing? Thrashing the wheat, thrashing the rice? Thrash, yes. Yeah, you beat it with a stick. We saw them do it in Ethiopia. They're doing it that way yet.
We see them doing it in Ethiopia.
Then they throw it in the air and they fan it with fans to get the chaff.
They knock something till it turn to powder. And then you beat it on a towel, then you fan it and let it go.
So, you see, the Lord is also going to put us through a thrashing process.
So, you see, God, they put we through that kind of thing there, that kind of life there.
How many of you enjoy being thrashed?
Almost by you enjoy, for when they fix you, then they fun at you.
I remember my father used to use the term when we were little, if you don't behave, I'm going to give you a thrashing.
I remember my papa used to tell me when we were small, say, if you don't behave yourself, I will beat you, then I'll fun at you.
And
I'll beat you, like pound you and fan you.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to go through that process with my father.
Well, we not in glad for little papa do we so.
So we behaved.
So we can be able to say.
Amen. Now he says he's going to burn the chaff with unquenchable fire.
So he said he will burn the chaff with fire when not done.
Now, there is a time in the immaturity of the grain that the chaff has a place. It protects the kernel when it is immature.
Same day, but where seed they grow, where that chaff gets in place, partner, because it keeps the seed inside so that the seed will mature and grow.
But when the seed is mature, the chaff must be removed.
But when that seed they don't mature, like less, that chaff they will pull out.
And the Lord is looking at us and saying, I want only the fruit. I do not want humanity. I do not want flesh. I do not want anything superfluous. I will burn the chaff.
But God then look weak and say, what do I want seed by you? Now the fruit by you. I don't want the chaff way, now can that life, when a worldly life. I don't want seed by you. And I will pull that come up by you.
Now, brethren, I would love to tell you that that was the last fire that ever happened in my life. And I was about, I don't know, it was about 34, 35 years ago. But I have been through much fire since then.
But I don't pass through beaucoup other fire.
And if you want to go on in the Lord,
and if you want to go before inside God,
your baptism in Christ will include the fire.
The way with God for can cover you and take control of you.
Let me give you another example.
I want to give you another example.
It was about 11 years ago.
It don't take about 11 years past
that I had a heart attack.
When I get heart attack.
And I was dying on my way to the hospital.
And then they hunted me for hospital. I mean, they and I die. I mean, they die 7 days ago.
You don't need to hear the whole story.
You not need for you all I be.
But I was very sick, and they thought that I had died.
I be sick, but one way people think I don't die.
It was the day that the Lord spoke to me on the way to the hospital, and He said, "For you are dead."
Now that day God talked to me. He said, "When they gonna walk in the hospital?" He said, "Because you don't die."
2 months later.
When 2 months passed.
My wife died. She fell right in front of my eyes.
My wife died. It's enough so. It's up for them and I want me.
And I did love her very much.
I been let him bad, bad.
And it hit me very hard.
And he hit me bad one of me.
And I remember about a month later.
I remember when 1 month passed after that day.
I spoke to the Lord and I said, "Lord."
I talked to God. I said, "God, Lord.
Why was all this necessary?
What to make all this needful happen to me?
I mean, if you were trying to tell me something, couldn't you just sit down with me and talk to me and say, 'Look, son, this is what I'd like to tell you about your life, and here's where I'd like you to improve, and here's what I'd like you to overcome.'"
If you want to talk to me, what if you don't want to talk to me? Make a sit on some food. You begin telling me, say, "Now this one I want to you do, now this one are you for change, now this one are you for improvement."
Why do you always have to hit me over the head so hard?
What to make you begin? You want for knock me after 1 minute?
Was all this necessary, Lord?
Papa God, you need for do all this to me?
Do you know what He said?
When I know what God tell me.
He said, "Son."
He said, "Me king."
I thought you wanted to be among the sons of God.
But He still said you want to be part of God in big boy bikini.
What am I going to say?
What are you going to answer God say?
Well, yes, of course, I want to be among the sons of God.
Papa God, really, true, one day they know.
So, in other words, the Lord is saying this kind of thing is necessary if you want to be among the sons of God.
So, what did God mean to say? Now that they can see it necessary for happening to you if you want to be God in big boy king.
Am I still bringing you good news?
Now, good news that they tell you.
You can say amen if you believe it is.
Say amen if you believe it that it
is. It really is good news, brethren.
Now, good news that they bring to you, brother and sister.
Look, I am here.
Look, I am not here.
I am well.
I'm well. I get well, body.
And it takes some time for God to make an instrument sometimes the way He wants it made.
It can take long time for let God make something where He wants to use the way He wants them.
Look at this verse in Isaiah.
Let me look that verse within Isaiah.
I know there's several places in Isaiah, but let me just find this one in 48.
I don't say beaucoup side in Isaiah, but don't look for that one. 48 verse 10.
"Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction."
Look, I don't clean you fine, but not like silver. I don't test you na the furnace of affliction.
Do you see that? God says, "I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction."
I don't choose you. I don't put you for test na that furnace when wahala dede.
See, God's ways are not my ways.
God in your way they do things, not like mortal my way.
But you know what?
Well, you know what thing?
God gets the job done.
But God, they do what He want to.
Over in Isaiah, if you still have Isaiah open, look at chapter 54.
Look at Isaiah 54.
And it says, verse 16, behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy.
Isaiah 54, verse 16. I don't make the blacksmith where go blow the cold fire and make weapon for use. Again, I don't make the man where they dwell for destroy.
And you see, part of my problem with the Lord in those old days was I reasoned in my mind and I said, but Lord, some of my trouble is caused by the devil.
Some stomach for me problem when I'm in a gate with God. First thing, I can think inside me as I tell God. I say some for me problem when I get. Now Satan is going down.
How can I praise you when the devil is causing the fire and you say that you're causing the fire?
I will praise you when the devil in there make the fire warm for me. Then you say that you didn't make the fire warm for me.
And you see, the Lord is saying, okay, so I created the devil as a smith and I'm using him. Let's say the Lord, let me reword that. I am using the devil to make the fire, but I'm going to get the benefit from the fire.
God's going to save it. I mean make the devil, but as they use the devil, let the one way they can put the fire, but that fire, they do benefit by you.
The devil thinks that if he puts the fire, he will destroy you.
The devil feels the way he puts fire by you. That's why they go kill you.
But God allows him to do that because God knows that you are made of something that will not be destroyed by the fire. It will only burn the chaff and the wood and the hay and stubble that is in you.
But God agreed for letting the devil throw the fire because he knows that the way he makes you, that fire they're not able for pull you and destroy you or kill you. But it makes something by you and we will make you come off fine.
And he is taking that which is you and making an instrument of war.
And it takes that feeling of you and it makes something carved weapon we go use for faith.
He is tempering you that you will not break in the heat of battle, that you will not bend, but you will be a perfect sword against the enemy.
It arrange you fine. That's where you that they use you for faith. You no go broke, nothing no go beat on you, but it will use you perfect one for do weapon for faith.
Amen. So, brethren, you have been hearing a word also that we are facing a time very soon of great tribulation.
Brother and sister, you don't hear this word also. Say, we don't reach them where don't follow wahala.
Tribulation such as this world has never known before.
Wahala, when this world no one day seen yet before.
In other words, there is coming fire into the lives of every man on this earth.
Which I therefore tell you, fire therefore for John and Tampa all mortal man in life now this warrior.
So you see, the Lord is sort of saying, you have a choice.
So which is God therefore tell you? He said, for make the choice, now you own.
You can have the fire of the baptism of Christ now.
You can get God in fire, the Holy Spirit in baptism can come over you with fire.
You can submit to the Lord now.
You can put yourself under God now.
Or you can have the other kind of fire, which is hell, and it will be destructive.
Or you can get the other kind of fire when I end that fire then they come out, where that fire then your way they do not for kill you and make all things done.
One way or another, there will be fire on the earth.
One way or the other way, or fire must get for Canada this warrior.
I'd like to tell you otherwise, but it's not true.
I will let for tell you other fine talk, but if I tell you, Nala would lie for you.
All right, let's look at a couple of other aspects. Let's look over here in Romans, the sixth chapter.
So we look now, Romans chapter 6.
And verse 3.
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
For that says not say, when we baptize, we make one with Jesus Christ, we've been died, like how Jesus Christ been died.
Now I know that we say that when we baptize you in water.
I'm not saying we can talk down the world and baptize first in our water.
But it seems that not everybody that's baptized in water really gets baptized into the death of Jesus Christ.
But if people like I say, not all man way that they baptize inside water, me say that person they don't baptize and put himself down like how Christ we put himself down and die.
Let's see what else Brother Paul wrote about this. He says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death.
But Apostle said in verse 4, so when we baptize, we die with Jesus and then bear we with him.
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
So that just like how we Papa used in wonderful power made Jesus Christ rise from the grave, same way so, it will use in power for make we live the new kind life.
You know, there are some preachers.
You know some preachers, eh?
That preach a lot about having resurrection power.
Some people, the way they preach them, can preach beaucoup, but the resurrection power, where they
tell you if you get the Holy Spirit, you're going to have power to raise the dead, heal the sick.
They can say if you get Holy Spirit, you will get power. We're going to make you eight diamond come up from the grave.
Open the eyes of the blind, heal the lame.
You will make person when the water.
And that's very attractive, isn't it?
Then they is fine also.
How many of you want to have resurrection power?
Almost, but you want that power again.
It's okay. It's okay. You can raise your hand. I do too.
So if you want to kiss, you are not a problem.
I want resurrection power.
I want that power with the S diamond up.
Did you notice that he said that we would walk? Walk.
You notice something I am? We go walk.
I walk when my feet are here on earth.
And walk when your foot is at this ground and at this wall.
Amen. However, did you know that you cannot have resurrection until what? Until you've had death.
What? You have said you no more rise up and get power for rise up pass something you die for.
The preacher forgot to tell you that part.
That was maybe the preacher forget for tell you that time you see for die for.
You just thought there was a shortcut.
You've been facing a shortcut night and day.
To have resurrection without death.
You want resurrection, you want to get the power with the eight diamonds for you. You know what I thought?
You see now, the word that the Lord spoke to me and said, for you are dead, it gets to be a little more attractive word now.
That one when God means everyone in the Lord speaks to that thing, they say, boy, you don't die. Now it is fine to me. Now I understand that fine.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's go on. He says, verse 5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Just like how we've been joined with Jesus Christ when we die, like how he died. Same way so, we go join on with him when God makes we get new life.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
And we know for truth the life, God will make we get new life, like how he give Christ new life when he make he rise from the grave.
So,
and we know for truth the life where we believe first them don't the same thing when he kill Jesus Christ at the cross.
So it wouldn't be so bad for the Lord to say that you are dead if it means that you're not going to serve sin anymore.
So not a bad thing for let Jesus say you don't die.
Amen.
If to say you not get for serve sin again.
For he that is dead is freed from sin.
That one we don't die. He don't free not for sin again.
You know, I began thinking in those few days after the Lord said that to me, I began thinking of the advantages of being dead.
Then 2 days, the little thing the way God will talk to me that talked day, I begin to think about waiting that the benefits where person die.
So dead men don't sin.
Die man not a sin.
Dead men do not worry about where will their food and raiment come from.
Die man not a worry who sign in shop or in clothes for where go come out.
They do not have the same concerns of the cares of this life that people have.
They not get one worry when people are where they live get.
And I thought, okay, this will be good.
So I think, this is not fighting.
The problem is that I misunderstood it a little bit, and when I recovered, I asked the Lord, why can't I finish this thing now and finish dying and just go on and leave this life?
The problem now that I'm missing, that's how everything God will talk small. I said, well, which people cannot go die, land, left this world, yeah, land, go.
And the Lord made it clear to me, oh no, son.
Now God tell me clear one, he said, no,
this is spiritual talk. You're going to have to walk in life yet a little more, but you will be dead.
This is spiritual talk, yeah. You get to live your life more than this one year, so, but you go down die.
You know, I was thinking of something here, and I might as well say it now while I think of it.
I mean, they think about something, yeah. My pastor just talk with them, they think.
I don't know how to make this picture, but I'll make it here.
I don't sabia for the body picture, but I will do ayanda.
How do I make a man? He has arms, he has a head, a body, and he has legs. Something like that. Okay. So here's the man in the outer court.
Look the mortal man at the outer court.
And because God has come into his soul.
Because God don't kind of his soul.
Let's say Christ in him. Okay?
No, we talk say Jesus Christ don't have inside him.
So I don't know how to draw a picture of Jesus Christ, so I'll just make a red heart.
I don't have a draw picture where Jesus Christ is picture, so I don't say use red.
So, here's the man. He has Christ in me.
Look at the man. Christ on the inside.
The hope of glory.
Where now the apostle say, I will can get glory.
Now, this man is not baptized in Christ. Do you understand that?
This man, Christ not Kobalam and baptized yet.
Christ is in him.
Christ just can't inside him.
But he's not in Christ.
But any man, not there inside Christ. Christ not Kobalam yet.
Now, we're going to say that this is in Christ here.
We go to say, that picture what is also now that you get inside Christ now. Yeah?
Now we have the man baptized in Christ.
Inside that holy place, you get the man where Now Christ the controlling life where Christ now he baptized us.
So what's the difference?
So tell me what's the difference between this picture and this picture.
Who is still in control here?
Now yeah. Who does the control things then?
The man is still in control, isn't he?
Now the man now the control things then.
He has the life of Christ in him.
He gets Christ the life if I am.
But he might be prone to be doing things that Christ is not pleased with.
But if he gives up for doing things the way Christ won't like at all.
He might be inclined to go places.
If he walk at them, won't fight them.
And participate in darkness.
And he mix himself with dark things then.
And what's going to happen?
And what's going to happen?
He's going to be, first of all, grieving the Spirit of God.
What's going to be happening? It's going to make the Spirit of God not happy at all. He's sad inside him.
And if he keeps on.
And if he continues for Dubai.
God isn't going to go with him.
God no grief for Father Lamb.
Do you see the difference?
When I see the difference.
Now, in this condition.
But when this kind of state is so.
Who's in control?
Now who are they controlled?
Christ is in control.
Now where, Christ is in control.
Where does the man go?
Who side the man they go?
He goes where Christ goes.
Now who side Christ in come when they go?
What happened to his will?
What did happen to the man in, what did make up his mind say he do?
What happened to his desires?
What did happen to the man he wants?
What happened to his emotions?
What did happen to the man in feelings?
What happened to his mind?
What did happen to the man in thinking?
And you can say, well, brother, how do I get the mind of Christ?
And you want to go away, I want to forget Christ in my mind for things.
Get into Christ.
Inside Christ.
Amen. 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 And then you say what he says, you do what he does, you go where he goes.
Do what Jesus can do. Go inside Jesus. Go.
Now you're going to lose control of your old life.
And by doing what you do that day, you know you get control over again your life.
Can I just read one or two more verses here?
I can read one or two more verses now, yeah?
Let's go over to Galatians.
Let me go to that book where they call Galatians.
Galatians 3:27.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
It says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Una don't baptize, so una get one with Jesus Christ, and una all don't make up for time like Jesus Christ. Una don't wear Jesus Christ.
What happened to this man is he put on Christ.
What is the picture of this man? This man wear Jesus Christ.
He put off the old man.
He don't throw away his old self, Nado.
He put off all the things of the flesh that pertain to the death.
He don't pull and throw away
darkness.
All the things that we get for do with your own mortal man's side and with darkness, with black things.
And now let's go to Colossians chapter 3.
So now we're going to Colossians chapter 3.
And I'll take you to the verse. You know, I didn't have a Bible in my hand when I was laying in the hospital.
You know, I've not been getting Bible in my hand. That's the one you don't have to know.
And the Lord said those words to me, for you are dead.
Then I go tell me the word they have to. You don't die.
And I'm laying on that stretcher in the hospital in the emergency room.
And lay down at the stretcher in that emergency room in the hospital.
And there are, I think, three doctors in there and three or four nurses.
three doctors have been dead, or three or four nurses.
And I'm aware that they are very, very concerned about my condition.
And I've been nothing, they be worried bad, but what will happen to me?
And I can hear them calling to one another. Oh, he's going down. Give him this. Give him that.
I mean, yeah, you went and they call it, and they talk quick, quick. Hey, it's a boy, the waffle. Yeah, this, yeah, that, day.
And a nurse would call back, but I already gave him. Well, give him another one.
Then the nurse would also say, but don't get them. They say, come back. The other one.
And yet, at the same time, I was in another place.
But the same thing where that they have been at the other side.
I was in the spirit.
I've been there in the spirit.
And I was communicating with God about this word that he had said to me, for you are dead.
Me and God been there talk concerning that word where he tell me say, but you don't die.
And at one point, the nurse interrupted me.
One moment, I did not come cut sleep away from me.
And she says, Mark.
He begins calling me there, Mark.
And I open my eyes and I look at her.
Open me, yeah, I watch her.
As if to say, what is your problem? Why are you disturbing me?
I mean, that, like I said, they tell her, what's that problem? What is that bugging me for?
Well, the fact that I opened my eyes made her happy.
Well, because I opened me, I made me not glad.
Even though my blood pressure was almost nothing.
Even though my blood pressure almost nothing.
But in my communing with God.
But as me and God be they talk.
You know, brethren, I discovered that your soul does not die.
Brother and sister, I catch up saying your soul is not a die.
See, they thought I died.
They mean they think saying I die, I don't die so.
That's why that nurse yelled at me.
Now that makes that nurse say, I laugh to me.
But my soul was still alive.
But my soul, you mean get life for now.
I was hearing the word of God.
I mean they hear God way they talk to me.
We weren't talking loud, but I was aware of the word of God.
Not a loud one, but I mean teach up say God in word.
And it was at that time that I began, when the fact that I could hear them calling to one another, and I said to the Lord, but it seems that I'm not really dead. I can still hear these doctors and nurses calling to one another about me.
Well, that's it. As well, they get rid of nurse and doctor, and they talk about me. Now they try for their God, say, but God, not so that they die. So I still hear people that they call me name, and they talk about me.
And I said, isn't there something more to that verse? For you are dead. You see, he was quoting word for word from this verse in Colossians in the King James Bible.
I asked God, something more not the way they try for me to understand, but this is the way they tell me, say you don't die. And that verse says, now exactly that is Colossians that they incommod.
It's verse 3, chapter 3.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 3.
And you can start with verse 1 up here.
You can begin from verse 1, yeah, that.
But I said, Lord, I think there's more to that verse than just dead.
But I said, God, I think there's more than for talk about that verse, may pass no more than mantle.
I think you're trying to tell me something more.
I believe they try to tell me something more.
Doesn't it say that your life is hid with Christ in God?
They don't write this, say, your life is inside Christ and Christ inside God.
So you have the word dead and the word life in the same sentence.
So you get this word die and the word life, they mean the same thing.
So God must be saying something spiritual to me, since I'm in a spiritual place. I'm not in the natural place anymore.
So God must have talked something spiritual to me, where would have been there, because I don't mean no myself as mortal man again.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then it says in the next verse, when Christ, who is our life.
Now verse 4, it says, when Christ, when are we life?
Shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
When Christ, when that we are true glory.
That's good. I was going to say, if you want to erupt in an amen, that would be okay. We can have our emotions in Christ, okay? Amen. But then when I recovered, I asked for my Bible, and I said, now I want to find that passage, and I want to read everything that God said about that.
What come back to me, sir? Now ask them and give me my Bible, because I want to read the verse we talk about, and until now that verse day, we see it is right for say.
Did you see what he's talking about?
Una see what in the light say?
What's mortify mean?
What in that word then mortify? What do it mean?
Mortify. Mortify means kill.
That means they kill.
I mean, what do morticians do?
What do now people what they call mortician? What do they do?
They handle dead bodies.
Nah, die man, night and
day. It's the same word. Mortify,
same
mortician.
Word that is.
So, I'm not going to go into that, but you need to add this, all this you need to add, fornication, uncleanness, evil, concupiscence, covetousness, all this needs to die.
All the things that they add there all day, join up by the talk, fornication, dirty life, all them bad feelings, dirty feelings, all you need for kingdom.
It can't be found in you anymore.
Enough for be inside you again.
I mean, I can just say, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And that's the old house.
I will just sit up and talk, say, you know for, you know for, you know for. That day they talk about the old house.
I mean,
no way.
All those things were in the laws of Moses.
All they see there, so where they too. Moses in law. He said, get a day.
But they couldn't keep it.
But they're not be able to keep them.
But now in the new house, Jesus says, here's how you can keep it.
But now this new house, Jesus says, now this way, now you will be able to put the wire into your life.
This is the only way you're going to win.
Now this is the way, but no more when you will be able to put that into practice.
Just the first two verses now. Go back to verse 1 and 2.
Let me go back now, verse 1 and 2.
If ye then be risen with Christ.
If now you don't rise with Christ.
See, he's talking about resurrection, and then he says you're dead.
Now, he didn't talk about say, grab up from dying, but he's still didn't talk about dying.
If you are risen with Christ, then do what? Seek.
If you rise up with Christ, then what you for do? Go look for fan.
Seek.
Fan stronger one.
What is this? The soul?
What is that?
And the mind, and the emotions, and the will, and the desires. So, the thing that you desire, seek. What do? You seek the thing that you desire. Isn't that right?
Mm. What do they do? You just send that thing where you want, no so?
If I want something, I'm going to seek for it.
If I want something, I'm going to look for it. Send them.
Seek. Amen. The things that are above.
Look for stronger ones. The thing that way that God young.
Higher things.
The thing that way they up.
Spiritual things.
The thing that way not spirit, we're not a mother my eyes.
We're not just looking for the natural things.
Not a thing what would they feel when they touch me, yeah, they see no more for they look for.
My life goal is not to have a new motorcycle.
When you have once in life, not to forget new motorcycle, motorbike.
Or a new Mercedes.
A new Mercedes Benz.
I mean, okay, if I have a car, I have a car, that's okay. But my life ambitions are not for prosperity.
Mm. All right, if I get motor car, get anything, I get okay. But within me, I have to run after, not to forget.
he says to seek.
It says for look for faith, find the one.
I want to get rid of that darkness.
I want to pull this darkness from up on me.
Amen. We don't want the guy going out there anymore.
All right, so they pull the darkness come up because the man and the water go now, the darkness is there.
What we want is for the soul to seek.
What do we want? We want with children for go look for and find.
Seek the higher things.
Go find the things that were spiritual, where they up.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
We will put with all we act upon the things them where they above, when a spiritual
system,
not
your affection. What are we seeking? What are we setting our affection on?
What
is the things of the Spirit.
What do we look for? What do we let bad want to run after? Not the things that we not spiritual things.
Not on the flesh.
Not upon the things that we this world will show we.
Earth.
Where not can that business.
We're not going in that direction anymore. We're going in that direction. I'll just finish with one more verse.
I want done with one verse more.
We'll go back to Luke.
Then we go back now, Luke.
Luke chapter 12.
Luke chapter 12.
And Jesus is again speaking to his disciples.
This is that Jesus they talk back to in disciples.
Said, I am come to send fire on the earth.
I don't come to send fire on the world.
Earth.
The world.
What is he coming to do?
Fire.
Fire.
What did they can do? For send fire. Not the world, not the flesh, not mortal man in us. Fire.
What is the purpose of fire on earth? To destroy carnality.
What did make it send the fire for you flesh? Now for let it destroy all the things that we God hate when a world in it.
Amen. And what will I if it be already kindled? He says, I wish it were already lit.
I wish it that we don't light the fire, sir.
Suppose, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished?
But I get baptism where they will baptize me with?
That would be verse 50.
Luke chapter 12, verse 50. But before that fire they begin burn, I guess for baptized keep them away. That's now the suffer where I for suffer and me ask no more call say I don't suffer though.
Amen. And then we finish off with this verse. He says, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division.
Una means say, I come for bring for that come now world. Don't you say me? And they tell you not say, I come for make people scatter.
Did you know that this was in the Bible? He's coming with a sword. The sword is going to cut down through. Some are going to choose this way, and some are going to choose that way.
He can carry the sword, and the sword will cut through me. Some people will decide for their naya, some people will decide for their oversight.
And the fire is the sword. Some people will endure it and some people will not.
Some
You see, I had a choice that day.
On a Saturday, I've been for many choices that day.
I had many choices. And you're going to be faced with many choices in your life.
And you said that for people were there before you wait for truth.
But at every choice, you need to make the right choice. You seek and you set.
But for all people there before you, you for truth, exactly.